The Greater Washington Board of Trade Stimulus Conference, held at the National Press Club, was designed to help businesses in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia get their fair share of the economic stimulus. For example, many firms that do construction and rent out office space in this area were interested in hearing from Paul Prouty, acting administrator of the General Services Administration, as he ticked off a list of federal buildings that are slated for work under terms of the stimulus program.
So if you want to talk about local projects, here are just a few. $61 million to continue the modernization and to refurbish and build out the Department of Interior building. That's one of many phases. $68 million to complete phase two of the modernization of the Mary Switzer building, occupied by Education and Health and Human Services. $138 million for the first of two modernization projects for the Lafayette building. Our favorite, $161 million for the first phase of the GSA headquarters. If you appreciate buildings with window units, you must like ours. $226 million to complete phases two and three of the renovation and restoration of the Hoover building. And then, of course, there's the big one, $450 million for the new DHS headquarters at the St. Elizabeth campus in Anacostia.
Ed Dasev, President Obama's special advisor on the stimulus, put this very local spin on his response to Monday's big national headline ripped from the pages of stimulus spending, run by many news organizations, including our sister station WTOP, or so they thought.
So yesterday, in major news outlets across America, including WTOP, the headline was, "Pork buys ham. Recovery Act spends $1.2 million for 2 pounds of ham." It was pretty early in the morning, and I figured I hadn't had my second cup of coffee yet, and maybe we'd get that headline again. Pork buys ham. The Drudge Report had it all the way out there. And, you know, so by the time I got to the office, we had the folks talking to the Department of Agriculture about the ham we had purchased. And you know what? We bought ham. And we bought $1.2 million worth of ham. In fact, we bought more ham. In fact, there's over $100 million in the Recovery Act for ham. Who do you think got the ham? Food banks. Food banks here in D.C., food banks in Virginia, food banks in Maryland, food banks in my home state of Pennsylvania, to feed hungry people.
Dasev says that since taking on the job of helping the President and Vice President Joe Biden shape and manage the stimulus, one of his jobs has included emphasizing that not only is the stimulus designed to help people in need, it's also there to help the recovery at the state and local level.
In the state of Maryland, we have under contract obligated $309 million worth of transportation projects. State of Virginia, $556 million worth of transportation projects. In the District of Columbia, we have approximately $100 million. So almost $1 billion in the broader three-state area in transportation projects have been contracted for by the federal government.
Joel Zabot, co-chair of the Transportation Department Stimulus Tiger Team, ticked off a list of well-known transportation projects that are benefiting from the federal stimulus.
This includes $15 million to rehabilitate runways at Dulles, or a runway at Dulles, $18 million that has gone for equipment purchasing and rail improvements to the regional metropolitan authority, and $23 million for better access to the Fairfax County Parkway. Now, those are the biggest ticket items that are actually starting to tick over. But most of the projects in the region are small pavement improvement or safety enhancement, guardrail-type projects, signage projects, including the very first project that we got underway. The first approved project for the Recovery Act was in Maryland up on New Hampshire Avenue. $2 million is going there for roadway rehabilitation. And we have a similar project underway, or actually I think by now it's been completed, for the Southwest Freeway here in D.C.
Ed Dasev also told members of the Greater Washington Board of Trade that the stimulus is also about putting people back to work. Barbara Reese, supervising stimulus spending for Virginia Governor Tim Kaine, has an example happening right now.
Just one small $2 million paving project in Southside Virginia generated 19 new jobs. That's not just the jobs that were retained, but just the new jobs that were created. That was very big news. We were very excited about that. Yesterday, the governor announced that we'd hit the $1 billion mark for contracts and project allocations for infrastructure.
The Board of Trade Stimulus Conference also focused on helping companies comply with funding regulations tied to stimulus projects. At the National Press Club, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.